Hello and welcome to episode 24 of Aprender Inglés con Reza y Craig. Bienvenido al episodio 24. Hi Reza.
Hi Craig. How are things?
Things are good. Things are good. Valencia's hot, lovely weather, spring is in the air.
Life couldn't be better.
It couldn't be better.
Well, it could be better.
Could it?
Yep. You could be listening to an Aprender Inglés con Reza y Craig podcast.
Exactly.
That is the icing on the cake.
That's the fantastic icing on the cake. Listen to us.
El guindo.
We have some feedback from Marianne again, who has written to us and says, hi again. What a good time listening to you on this new episode about clothing. Oh, that was a few weeks ago. That was three or four episodes ago.
Mm-hmm.
I am lucky for my discovery. It's you. Thank you, Marianne. It's always nice to hear from you and to get your comments. There's also a comment from Yolanda Martinez, who says, I'm very glad to know your fantastic web. I'm improving really fast my terrible listening. Here, the both of you. I think we should help Yolanda a little bit with her English here. Yolanda says, I'm improving really fast my terrible listening. Word order, Reza?
I'm improving my terrible listening really fast.
Yeah. The adverbial should be at the end. It's also a common mistake with I like very well or I like very much.
Yeah.
Because you say me gusta mucho, it should be I like it very much. Anyway, Yolanda continues, I like your voices. Ha ha ha. Seriously, I need to read and write and listen to the B2 level of English to try to find some job, if only, which I think she means ojalá. In English, I think if only I could, or if only it were possible. So my goal is going to be listen all your podcasts. There's a preposition in there.
So my goal is going to be to listen.
Listen to.
To.
Yeah, remember the to, Yolanda, with listen. Listen to all of your podcasts during the next 2 weeks after taking care of my children. Well, she's learned taking care of, which we taught a few episodes ago. So well done, Yolanda.
Well done.
Very good. Go on with the podcasts of Reza and Craig. Thanks a lot. Well, thank you, Yolanda.
Thanks a lot.
Very nice to hear from you. Gramática this week, and last episode you may remember that we looked at modal verbs, and this episode I'd like to continue concentrating on, in particular, may and might, and some of the more common uses of may for permission, for example, sobre todo en las preguntas. May I disturb you for a moment? Puedo molestarte un momento, molestarle un momento.
Sorry, so you're asking for permission to disturb the person, so that's why you use may, yeah?
Yeah, it's a very polite form of asking for something. May I put the light on? Puedo encender la luz. Would you say that? May I? Would you use may?
Yes.
Probably in a very polite, very formal situation. May I use your phone? For example,
you could be even more polite, I think, by saying might. Might I put the light on? Sounds even more polite, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm not sure if I would go that far. Perhaps, but that's more polite than may. También se usa may para expresar poder de permiso. Se puede utilizar también can y could en el lenguaje más formal. And may not puede usarse para denegar permiso y para prohibir en el estilo formal. For example, you may see a sign written somewhere in a car park, aparcamiento, students may not use the staff car park. Los estudiantes no pueden usar el aparcamiento del profesorado. So you may not do that, which is prohibiting you to do something.
In that sentence, might is not possible.
No.
May not.
Not for prohibition.
Exactly. You can't use might.
Mm-hmm. And must not could be used. It's a stronger prohibition. Mm-hmm. Más fuerte y más enfático que may not. So students must not use the staff car park.
Or you could also say students cannot use. Mm-hmm. Cannot can be also for prohibition, can't it?
Yeah. Yeah, for prohibition and falta de habilidad.
Yeah. But in this case, it's prohibition.
Prohibition. Right?
Mm-hmm. Could not is not possible here.
Mm-hmm. And you could use may for possibility, posibilidad. For example, I may go to Disneyland this year.
Mm-hmm. I hope you do, Craig.
To see Mickey.
I would like you to see your dream come true.
You may be right. Puede que tengas razón. That's a subjuntivo, isn't it, in Spanish? Puede que tengas razón. You may be right. Translates to subjuntivo.
You may even get Mickey's signature.
I may.
You may. Yeah. Or you might, and it's the same.
I might get Donald's as well.
Quack, quack.
Okay. Moving on, what else? Para preguntar por la posibilidad de algo que no se suele usar may, sino can. Can it be true? ¿Puede ser verdad? Peticiones cortesas. That's polite requests, isn't it? May I have some more cake, please? May I have your phone number? May I have your email address? May I have some more cake? ¿Puedo tomar más pastel? So I was careful not to say puedo coger más pastel because we shouldn't say coger in case the Argentinians or South American misunderstand our use of coger. But in Spain you would say, may I have some more cake or may I have some more whiskey with coger. Matiz concesivo, which we said was concessive.
Mm-hmm.
It may be a longer route, but it's much quicker. Puede que sea un camino más largo, pero es mucho más rápido.
So that's when you like admit that there is a disadvantage to something, but overall you think it's better. That's the use of may. Okay, it may be a longer route. I admit that. That's true. But it's much quicker.
Do you remember the last episode you asked me about cannot writing it separately or together?
Yeah.
What about maybe? Because here it's separate. It may be a longer route. Would it be wrong to say it may be putting those two together?
It would be wrong.
Why?
Because it is the modal verb may plus the verb be.
Right.
They must be separate.
Right. And maybe is an adverbial. Yeah.
Which is one word. For example,
are you coming tomorrow? Maybe.
Yeah, if maybe. I just say maybe.
Maybe. Or maybe not.
Maybe I'm coming tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So the maybe is not the verb, it's an adverbial. The verb is I'm coming tomorrow. Maybe at the beginning is adverbial and it's one word. Maybe I'm coming tomorrow.
That's a good point. So here, speaking about modal verbs separately, may is the modal verb and be is the verb to be.
That's right.
Might, let's move on to speak about might with possibility, posibilidad. For example, I may go to Barcelona tomorrow.
You can also say, I might go to Barcelona tomorrow.
I might go to Barcelona.
It's the same meaning, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's no difference.
Tal vez una posibilidad de 50%. I may go, I might go. I don't think there's a difference in possibility with may and might.
No, it's the same.
It's the same.
For that.
Yeah. And also with permiso or peticiones cortesas, for example, might I open this bottle of wine?
That's you can also say may.
May I? Might I?
But as you said earlier, before, might, even more polite?
More polite. Podría abrir esta botella de vino. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Another example with might, it might be a longer route, but the same as may before. Yeah. And, another use of might with indirect speech, estilo indirecto, reported speech. So, may I sit down, she asked. When you report that, she asked if she might sit down. We spoke about this, didn't we, when we spoke about reported speech. The changes in verb tense, the changes right. in the modal verb, can changes to could, may changes to might, etc.
So, may changes to might. That's strange because, as we've just said, listeners, sometimes may means the same as might, exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
May I help you? Might I help you? May I go to the toilet, please? Might I go to the toilet, please?
Except
it
maybe.
May rain tomorrow. It might rain tomorrow. However, In reported speech, when you report may in the past, you must change it to might.
Mm-hmm.
They are not interchangeable. That's right. Curious, because when it's not reported speech, very often may and might have the same meaning. It doesn't matter. But when it's reported speech, may has to change to might.
Yes.
Curious.
That's a good distinction. A good point. Okay, moving on to Vocabulary Corner. And last episode we spoke about money vocabulary. Do you remember? Purse, wallet, cash point, cash back, those mm-hmm. kind of words. This episode I thought we could look at some verbs, speaking about money, some money verbs. For example, ganar.
Ah, oh, yes, this is tricky for Spanish people.
It's also revision, because we've spoken about this before, so you should remember this.
Do you mean ganar una competición or ganar dinero trabajando?
Ah, in English there are two verbs for ganar, to earn or to win. So, for example, to earn money is your salary. You earn money when you work, hopefully. And to win a competition or to win money in a lottery, to win money at the casino, for example. Win a competition, you can win a game if you play sports, win a game of football.
What other things can you earn apart from money?
You can earn respect.
Mm-hmm.
Since we've been doing this podcast, I've earned a lot of respect for you, Reza.
Me too, for you, Craig. We have earned each other's mutual respect.
We have earned mutual respect.
Unfortunately, listeners, we've earned no money at all, but we have earned mutual respect.
And we've won a lot of fans.
Aha.
You can win fans.
Win fans, that's a nice expression of win.
Borrow. Remember, borrow from and lend to. Prestar and tener prestado, which is which? Borrow from, I think, is tener prestado.
Yep.
And lend to, prestar.
So if you go to the bank and you ask the bank manager to give you money, you want to...
borrow money from the bank.
Yeah. And you want the bank to...
lend me money.
That's it.
Yeah. So lend has the direct object. Lend me 50 euros.
Doesn't have to be. You could just say... he lent money.
Right.
Doesn't have to have a direct object, but it could do.
Might you lend me 50 euros? So a bank lends money to you, and the noun for lend is loan. So the bank gives you a loan. You borrow money from the bank. So loan is un préstamo. Couple more verbs. We have to save, which is orar, to save money. Are you good at saving money?
Yes, I am quite good at saving money.
You'll have to teach me how to do it.
Well, the first trick, do you remember in episode 23, listeners?
The credit
card.
Don't
use a credit card. Only have a debit card and you'll save more money because you can't spend money you don't have.
Spend, obviously, to spend money, that's a strong collocation. And malgastar?
To waste.
Have you wasted any money on anything recently?
Yes, I have. I'd rather not go into details. Let's just say I was out with a very nice young lady and I bought her a very nice meal and then she said goodbye. Let's leave it like that.
Oh, no. You can't tell us anymore.
No, but it was money wasted, let's say.
You've not seen her since?
No.
Oh, dear. I'm sorry to hear that.
Listeners, I won't waste your time with my stories anymore about...
How much was the meal?
Oh, too much. A small fortune.
Next time, take sandwiches. To gamble. That's in Spanish, to gamble is... to gamble.
Apostar or jugar con dinero.
Apostar, yeah. Mm-hmm. To gamble money. Also to bet.
That's also apostar.
Apostar, you bet... at the casino, you gamble at the casino, but you bet on something. You bet on horses,
which is very, very common, listeners, in Britain and Ireland, and also in the United States. People love betting on horses. People
right.
love gambling.
And the place where you go to make bets on horses and dogs is an interesting word. It's a bookmaker. A bookmaker. You go to the bookmakers to gamble, to place your bets.
They take your bet. They don't make books.
No.
It's a strange word. They don't make books.
They take your money and you usually lose it. If you have the very sad situation of losing someone in your family, if somebody dies and you get money because that person leaves you money, the verb in English is to inherit.
Which can be money, can be property as well.
You can inherit a house, you can inherit property, you can inherit jewelry.
Yeah.
And obviously when you have extra money, it's probably a good idea to invest your money.
Invertir. Don't be confused, listeners, with invert. There is a verb in English which is invert. Invert does not mean the same as invest.
It's reverse, doesn't it?
Yes, invert means to do something the other way round or to turn it around. But to invest means specifically to spend money on a project. They're not the same meaning in English.
So those are our verbs, our money verbs this week. To save, to spend, to waste, to gamble, to inherit, and to invest your money. More next week.
Craig, are there any songs about money you like just before we leave the topic?
Well, when I teach money vocabulary, I like to put Money, Money, Money by ABBA.
Me too. I knew you'd say that. Me too. I love it.
If I Were a Rich Man.
Fiddler on the Roof.
Fiddler on the Roof, which is good for conditional sentences. If I were, I would. If I were a rich man.
And Money, Money, Money must be funny.
In a rich man's world.
Great lyrics.
And there's also, I can't remember the singer, but there's, I think the Beatles wrote this song, Money.
Don't know that one. There's also
I Want Money.
Oh, I don't know that.
I Want Money.
Aha.
That's What I Want.
Okay, maybe. People, you can Google it. You can Google it. You can find it on the internet. There's a song I really like, but it's kind of hard to sing. That famous Pink Floyd one.
Yeah,
Money. I told you it was hard to sing. Pink Floyd Money. That's a great song.
Yeah. Fantastic instrumental at the beginning. Yeah. It's a crime. Moving on, we would like to speak a little about some self-study books if you are taking an exam or thinking of taking an exam for Cambridge, for example. You may know that there are different levels of exams. There's the FCE, the First Certificate in English, CAE, Cambridge Advanced English, and CPE, Cambridge Proficiency in English. There are other exams by Cambridge, but these three are from intermediate and above, which are more or less the listeners of this podcast. So we'd like to speak about that a little. So how can our listeners practice for these exams, Reza, by themselves at home alone with no class and no teacher? Are there any particular books that you would recommend they use?
Yes, if you're interested in doing the Cambridge First Certificate in English exam, you could use one of their exam practice books. Mm-hmm. There are various books. The most recent edition would be Cambridge English First, number 5. So it's a self-study exam practice book. Basically, it's a book with past exam papers with answers.
And they tend, sorry to interrupt you, they tend to be closer to the level of the exam than some textbook exercises. In my experience, the listenings, for example, are particularly the listenings, the readings, are at a closer level to the exam. Sometimes textbooks can be a bit too easy for the real exam.
Yeah. Now, these should be, from the Cambridge series, our authentic exam material,
right,
because it's published by Cambridge, who are the people who publish the real exam.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't get anything more realistic than that.
And make sure, listeners, if you buy this book, make sure you buy the student's book with answers so that you can check the answers yourselves, because some have an answer key and some do not. So make sure you get the book with answers. And if you are not attending class, if you're studying at home, you should get the audio CDs so that you can do the listening practice as well. And this book and the other books we're going to speak about, you can find links to the Amazon website on inglespodcast.com. And if you buy the book through our website, the price is exactly the same as Amazon, but we get a small commission from Amazon for you buying it through us.
Money.
Also, at FCE level, the course book I use in my classes is the Roy Norris course book, Ready for FCE. It's by Macmillan, and it's the course book I use, which you could also use for self-study at home and use that by yourself to practice for the exam. And we'll put links to all of these books on inglespodcast.com. What about CAE?
Well, Craig, Cambridge also published a book with past CAE, that's advanced level practice tests.
So it's the same as the FCE book, but obviously for the higher level, for the higher exam.
Yeah. That's right, yep. And again, you should buy the version with an answer key and to do listening practice by the audio CDs as well.
Mm-hmm. And for a course book, we have one here written by an ex-colleague of ours, Mr. Guy Brookhart. The book's called Complete CAE Students Book with Answers and with CD-ROM from Guy Brookhart and Simon Haynes. And we will put that also in the show notes at inglespodcast.com.
Craig, what about getting up to a really high level now? What about for proficiency?
Well, I don't usually teach proficiency, but I looked in the teacher's room at the British Council here in Valencia, and one popular book is the Cambridge English Proficiency 1 for updated exam self-study pack. Also has CDs, and it's published by Cambridge ESOL, Cambridge ESOL. And again, links to these in the show notes. What about IELTS?
IELTS, the International English Language Testing System, which is particularly useful for people who are interested in studying abroad or for people who want to emigrate. Very often governments ask for a certain level in IELTS. There's a good book also written by our former colleague from the British Council of Valencia, Guy Brookhart. That book's called Instant IELTS.
Instant IELTS. Who's it published by, do you know?
Published by Cambridge.
Okay. Instant IELTS by Cambridge. And does that have CDs as well? Or?
Yes, I can't remember how many, but it comes with CDs, and you can get a version which has answers.
Right.
Or an answer key.
For all of these exams, the only part of the exam that's difficult to practice and for is the speaking, obviously.
Yeah.
So we do, I think you'll agree, Reza, we do recommend that if you can, you should go and take a class, a preparation class for these exams at a good language school or academy, and that way you're getting personal attention from the teacher and you're practicing your speaking.
Yeah. Although one thing you can do, which is not as good as speaking, but on internet, on YouTube, if you just put in first certificate or advanced or proficiency or IELTS or whatever the exam is, speaking exam, you will see downloads of official exam speaking exam tests.
That's a good way to have an idea.
See what the exam requires you to do.
It's a good idea to check that out, to have a look at these videos, to see what to expect so you're not surprised on the day. And if you want to practice your speaking, you could record your voice and send us a message by email. Record your voice using a microphone into your computer, save it as an MP3 file, and make a comment, ask us a question, and send it to craig@inglespodcast.com or to reza@belfastreza@gmail.com. You can also contact us through the website at inglespodcast.com. Puedes darnos estrellas y una corta reseña en iTunes. Thank you very much for listening to this podcast, and we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Y también quiero decir que la música en este podcast es My Pits. La pista es See You Later. And it's licensed by Creative Commons under a BY-NC license at ccmixter.com.